If you're looking for a fun way to brush up on your ancient Greek, and really now, who isn't? Classics teacher Andrew Wilson of Bedford, England, has provided a real service. He has just spent the last year translating Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone into that arcane language. Mr. Wilson joins us now from Cambridge. Thank you very much for being with us, Mr. Wilson.
You're very welcome.
How do you translate the title, that title, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, into ancient Greek?
It comes out as Haraios Potter kai ha tou philosophou lithos.
Who do you anticipate is going to want to read Harry Potter in the ancient Greek?
Well, there's some of my friends, various people I've met in strange surroundings who've said, yes, this would be an ideal Christmas present for their gran.
I understand this is the longest work to be translated in ancient Greek since the story of Heliodorus in the year 400, one of my favorites.
Exactly. And I think the film rights are still going begging.
Mel Gibson was interested in playing Heliodorus, but all that controversy, you know. How do you translate Harry Potter words like Quidditch?
Quidditch, I had an inspiration from a work of Lucian that I was reading. Lucian calls a man who's been to the moon and come back Icaromenippus. So he gets the prefix Icaro because he's been able to fly up in the sky and look down on the earth. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, football, which is compared to Quidditch in the book, is podosphariki in modern Greek. And so I thought, what about Icarosphariki or Icarus ball? How about that?
That sounds fine. Do you have a favorite section you could read for us?
This is actually from the Quidditch game, when the commentary's been given by, I think his name is Jordan. Calabon ton colophona, matioristetai, aetu tropon. Nicesontade, ephrasen auhoton, gryffindoron philax, calabonton tutonton colophona, cati belli, therautes, catote petomene, cae diacruomene, kalos ton marcon, aerodromei, catatachos, hypertostadion. Oi moi perplectai hutos, plegen ropolos fario blethes, discere hosti lupestai sfodramoidocain.
Well, I'm going to start saying oi moi from many
days. It's a good word, isn't it? It's a word you say when you've been stabbed and you're just about to die, usually.
Is that what Caesar said to Brutus? Oi moi, Brute.
Oi moi, kai sou technon, he should have said, instead of just kai sou technon.
Well, Mr. Wilson, delightful talking to you.
Thank you, sir.
Andrew Wilson, who's translated Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone into ancient Greek.